Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
Hey, what's up? We're the Get Up Show, and you're here just in time for the Simon Says podcast number 143.
I can't see.
Hello.
It seems like it should be more than that, but it's 143. I hope that you'll subscribe it and like it and do all those things. I'm Sean, and Charlie's there.
Hi.
And Maddie's over there, and it's almost Halloween, and I couldn't be more thrilled. Not just because it's my birthday and everybody gets to celebrate my birthday by dressing up and decorating. But yeah, no, it's mainly that.
Are you guys going to dress up for work? On Friday?
I don't know. Last year I was Santa Claus and I got a prize.
Yeah. Well.
You know what? I might have to do it. Are you going to? Touchy the Clown. The return of Touchy the Clown. Do it.
No, the makeup was too much.
Dude.
It was so hard to get the white face paint out of my beard.
Well, don't do all that.
Just put it around your beard.
Just shave your beard.
No. I'm not shaving my beard. I have gone this long. I've never shaved my beard for Halloween.
What would make it better is if you look like your white face paint is real splotchy, and that way you really look like a creepy clown.
I'm not going to that. Remember how sad you were, Target the dog?
Oh, when she was the bunny?
Yeah. I wasn't a bunny.
When she was that bunny? That was a cute makeup. Bunny.
I was the Target dog, and it was so cute, and everyone thought I was a bunny.
That was the year I was the dead guy. I was an angel with wings holding a sign that said, I told you I was sick.
Yeah.
And that's too close. Too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah, but you could do touchy. Do an abbreviated touchy. Just wear the suit and the little cupcake hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You don't have to. And do something with your nose. I've got a rubber nose. I've got a red ball nose if you need it.
All right.
It's gently used. I'm not going to tell you where it's been.
Ew. I don't want it.
Is it still red?
Don't think about it like that. Don't think about it like that.
Waka waka.
Just put it on. Go with it.
I'll wash it first.
Look, just relax.
All right. We're really going hard in the paint on this.
Just relax. Relax and put your nose in there.
All right, Bill.
when you get your nose in there a little bit, it won't be as bad as you think. Right. And then you just, just go with it. And then your whole nose is in the red clown nose before you know it. And you're
making me really uncomfortable. You're
making, stop. I'm talking about a clown nose.
Are you?
What's the matter with you?
Come on, no.
Yeah, it's clown noses, everybody.
Yeah, just.
I don't know if I know where all my touchy stuff is.
You just need to relax.
Sure you do. You'll find
it. Well, I think I know where the suit is. I don't know where my cupcake headband is.
Well, it should be with the suit.
Damn it. You keep it all together, man. This is why we have problems.
I got my horse face mask. Should I just wear that?
No, that's going to be like the year you won for your T-Rex costume. Ooh. That was like nothing.
Oh, maybe.
What do you mean like nothing?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a cool costume,
yeah,
but it requires zero effort.
See, she's just mad because she didn't win with her bunny suit.
I think that was the year she didn't win for her bunny suit.
Yeah.
Of course it was.
Yeah, that was a good year. But last year, yes, I was Santa Claus and I was accused of being, what did she call me? She called me some kind of worse than bad Santa. Low rent, tired Santa Claus.
Oh,
or something.
Who called you that?
Roxy.
Oh.
Oh, I thought you were a good Santa.
That doesn't surprise me.
Here's the thing. You led me wrong, because I have my giant, it's a real fat suit. It's mm-hmm. like got a thing that goes around your neck and it's got moobs.
Yeah.
And it's got the giant Santa belly. And so I put my suit on and I said, does this look right? I didn't have a mirror. So I used Maddie as my mirror. I said, does this look right? And he goes, yeah, that looks just like bub. It was the most redneck beer gut Santa, because Santa's belt is supposed to be way up high on his gut. He's old school, man. And you had me like below the gut Santa belt.
I wasn't aware of the Santa belt standards.
Stupid old redneck Santa. That's why I came in second place and not first place. I blame you.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad that I could ruin Halloween for you.
But I've got a box full of costumes in the garage, and I found them the other day. Mm-hmm. And some of them are from my most recent marriage, when I had to tell my wife at the time, we can't wear that. That is offensive, and we're not going to wear that.
Like?
It was these, I hate to even say it, it was the Mexican bandito costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Like his and hers Mexican bandito costumes mm-hmm. with the big mustache and the sombrero and the mm-hmm. poncho. And it came with tequila bottles and holsters.
Ah, mm-hmm. neat.
And we were going to my 40th birthday at the Mexican place.
Oh, that's right.
And
oh.
I was like, we can't wear that. That's yeah. We're not going to wear that to the Mexican place. Why not?
Well, this will be so funny.
That is so offensive.
But, you know, that's funny you say that, because I was just going to say, don't you still have bacon and eggs?
I do. I have the bacon. I was bacon.
Well, you could just wear bacon. I think everyone would love that.
I still have a SpongeBob.
Everybody loves bacon.
I got a SpongeBob whose nose squeaks.
That'll never be as good as the one we used to have back in the day.
Oh, Sponge Guy?
Yeah, he was real dirty, made out of PVC pipe and dreams.
Come on, kids. Come down here and see Stinky Sponge Guy.
I can see the guy in his eye.
No, you
we
can't,
couldn't
kid.
Buy the trademark. Oh,
his hands were real gross, too. They were orange.
What about you? You going to do a costume or not?
I think I'm going to throw together an 80s look.
Come on, man.
What?
That could be any day of the week.
Oh, no. I've got the leather pants and the shirt with the lipstick on it and the gloves and the things.
But are you going to get the Aquanet and do the hair big?
Yeah.
You got to get your crimping iron if you want it to be right.
I don't
right.
have a crimping iron.
I will pay to see that.
I'm trying to do this without spending money, don't you know?
I'm going to tell you right now. You're not going to win with that.
I'm not trying to. I've given up that dream.
Oh, you sound like
me. Be happy I even put anything on.
You know, it hurts me that you sound like me with our cooking contest.
Oh, my God. I have the thing that I wore to a Halloween show at the 930 Club in D.C. where I was freaking people out.
You still have costumes from when you were in D.C.?
Of course.
God, you never throw anything away.
He doesn't throw anything away. What is? Are you new?
No, he literally doesn't throw anything away. This is ridiculous. He's moved since then.
Oh, I've moved thrice since then. But the costume was like a super tall skeleton, and it's a trick. I'm not going to tell you everything about it.
Maddie's got a super tall skeleton in his yard.
In case I end up wearing it, I'm not going to tell you everything, because you'll be super freaked out when
I
walk in.
By the way, I've been seeing videos nonstop on TikTok of people doing fun videos with their 12-foot tall skeleton.
Uh-huh.
I don't understand, because those things aren't, it's not like it's easy for him to move around and do stuff.
You're just not trying hard enough.
Does yours have a name?
No. See? No, we have another one. My wife named one of them Jack because he was riding in the car with her for about 2 weeks prior to
nice.
Halloween.
Yeah. So. Everybody I know names their skeletons. My daughter's skeleton that she has dressed up right now, I told her, you got to take the clothes off that skeleton so we can use it in our Halloween decorations. She's like, not yet. But his name is Derry.
I like that.
And I don't know why. Yeah. Everybody names their skeletons, man.
What's that the name of the friend? I think that's the name of the friend in Letterkenny. Did she watch Letterkenny?
No. Oh,
okay. Well, it's one of the brothers in The Outsiders.
All right. So speaking of scary things, an Indonesian woman's body was found inside a python.
Ooh.
I saw that. I almost brought that for the show, and yeah. I thought, like, there's no way you'll talk about that.
No, not on the show, but we can get into stuff like this on the podcast.
Isn't that crazy? It
she
ate her
whole.
She
little.
She was a rubber tapper. She worked at a rubber plantation. A rubber tapper. Without people like that, you wouldn't have whoopee cushions. And you didn't even think of her.
She died doing what she loved, making fart pillows.
She was in her 50s. She was on her way to work. She was reported missing because she didn't come home from work that night. So they sent out search parties looking for her. Didn't see any sign of her that day. The next day, villagers found a huge python with a large stomach.
Yeah, with a big bump in it.
So they killed the snake, and inside was the whole lady.
Oh, what a terrifying death. I'm so sorry, lady.
The snake was like 20 feet long.
Yeah, I don't know. On my list of ways I want to go out, being eaten by a python isn't on my top 10.
Scratching travel to Indonesia off my list.
Oh, I wouldn't go there free.
But how do you think it caught her? Like, I mean, how do you... Can't
how
you
could
outrun
it not?
But wouldn't you be able to outrun a snake? They're not very fast, are they?
It depends.
Or do you think it snuck up on her? And or like
I don't
snagged
know.
Her?
But I wouldn't mind being eaten by a snake if it got me head first. If I had to see the whole thing happening from my feet up, no,
didn't
I
we talk
like
about
that.
This?
I don't know.
You said you wanted to go in head first, but I would rather go feet first.
That doesn't make any sense, because if I go in head first, it's over.
Because I still have a chance to get out.
Nah,
if I go in head first, I'm done.
You ain't going nowhere. They say that the pythons swallow their food whole. Their jaws are connected by flexible ligaments, so they can stretch around large prey like people on their way to work.
I've seen them with a goat inside of them before, like the shape of it.
Oh, I saw one try to eat an alligator and it didn't go well.
Were they cute goats? Was it those cute little yoga
goat.
Goats?
No, I'm going to think that it must have been one of those evil looking devil goats.
If you got a snake on your head, could you get up and run around, you think?
Well, you could for a minute until your oxygen was gone.
Wait. How short is the snake?
No, it's a big 12-footer.
It's just on the, like, it's just on your head. It's
a hat.
Right here.
It's a snake head. I'm crazy snake head man.
No. I mean, if it's a 12-foot python, you're not running anywhere.
Yeah, you ain't going anywhere.
It's got
the other
you down
thing
the
is,
ground.
Do you think it is making like an airtight seal?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what it does. It squeezes it. It says that these snakes, when they get that big, they can stretch out as big as their prey is, that they eat pigs and cows even.
Can you imagine if that's how our life was? Like how we ate?
Like a
you
snake?
Know, yeah, no, like you ate a McRib and it just sat there. Like you could see it.
I don't think they enjoy their food.
They don't.
Think, you know, that makes me sad for them.
No, it means I'd be svelte and skinny because I wouldn't enjoy it. I would just be eating it for
Yeah, but you'd be
hunger.
Super skinny, but then you'd eat a pizza and it would just be sitting sideways.
Well, that's all right.
And then you'd have to lay down.
Only for a day or two.
That'd be great. Squishes. I can't come to work, guys. I just had my pizza.
Digest.
So this kid who was the chess champion who was accused of cheating and kicked out of the chess tournament for a bizarre way of cheating. Can I say? I think I can say it.
You can talk around it.
He
but
had
I mean,
butt beads.
Okay,
they
were right
hooked,
at it.
They were hooked up to an app, and he had a person who was watching the game and sending him signals with the app. Certain vibrations meant certain
of
moves.
What move to make?
Yeah. And he was getting the messages from his butt beads.
I get it.
I mean,
I wasn't sure how that correlated. So basically, it's one of those things that you could get for your partner, and then you would activate remotely.
Yeah.
You know more about that than I do if you're saying all that.
Apparently.
I didn't even think of that.
There's more drama in the world of chess than on, like, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Well, between
this
that.
This is crazy, the stuff they'll do to win.
Do they have butt beads on
Not
Real
that I
Housewives?
Know of, but, you know, there mm-hmm. could be someone over here vibrating them and giving them the answers.
Oh, my God. And so all of that was going on. The person that he was playing in the tournament, the most recent one that he was in, they were like one move in, and the guy got up and left because he was convinced that Buttbead was cheating on him. So that was the end of that.
Which
now,
he was.
Well, no. Now, Buttbead is suing for defamation because he says...
He says he didn't have Buttbead?
He's not Buttbead.
You said defamation, right?
Did I say...
So
defamation.
But I thought I also saw that they had to search him thoroughly the last time he was going to compete to make sure that he was not cheating.
That's
a long way.
Look, man, that's a long way, but that's also a long way he went to try to win some chess.
Right.
Allegedly. And now he is so...
Sorry, allegedly.
He's saying...
How does he get caught?
He wiggles.
Lots of giggling. Oh,
chess isn't that funny.
Knight to pawn three.
You shouldn't be wiggling like that, sir.
Well, it got between that and that fishing tournament thing. It's like there's a lot of cheating in random sports.
These students, I can't remember where it was right now, but their teacher put up a thing about no cheating allowed. Whatever you have to do to not look at anybody else's paper, you need to do it because nobody's going to cheat on this test. So the students all got together and they planned it, and they wore the wackiest no cheat hats. Like they had horse heads, they had Darth Vader helmets.
Yeah.
They had, you know, giant crowns and stuff, whatever, to cover their head, a bucket, which I thought was pretty creative to not cheat. You know, good for them.
Well, then there, remember there was a thing about the, was it the law professor who busted the kid who had all the notes written on like pens? So he had like 12 thick pens.
Yeah, if he'd have spent that much time studying that he did to put all the answers in minuscule letters on a bunch of pens, he would have probably
I got busted one time. I had written the notes inside of a calculator case or whatever.
Oh.
And the teacher busted me and I got yelled at.
I know I told y'all about the time I got caught cheating with my little cheat sheet. It was in biology, which I was failing anyway, but I didn't know any of the stuff on the test. And so I had my little sheet of paper that had all the answers on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it in my right hand, which is the hand I write with.
Mm-hmm.
And I was giving it one of these. And Miss Faulkner snapped up, looked straight at me like an eagle and didn't blink and never stopped looking at me. And so I had my pen in my left hand and I'm going like, let me think, what will I put down here? Didn't write a single thing down. I was frozen the entire
time. Write anything down?
Nope. At the end, I wrote my name on it.
Oh.
And then handed it in because she never took her eyes off me, man. Cheating doesn't pay unless you get away with it.
And then, you know, it's still not great, but, you know.
Hey, if you get away with it, nobody knows nothing about nothing. Only you know. And you have to deal with yourself if you're a cheating cheater who cheats.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You just have to live with your cheating self.
All right, let's do a couple of phone calls. If you ever want to be part of the podcast, we love your phone calls. 336-373-0987 is the number. Oh, do we want to have Chumley? Do we want to have Chumley on the podcast?
I mean, I guess.
Chumley from Pawn Stars?
You'll just be asking about all your dusty stuff.
I'm thinking about that.
Oh, is that an opportunity?
Yeah, do we want it? It might be fun.
Why not?
Because I do want to ask him about some specific items.
I mean, that's cool. I can just kind of kick back. I'll read a book.
No. And Pawn Stars, the part that you guys might enjoy is that Pawn Stars is coming to Winston. And he wants to talk to us about that. So we can do that if y'all want, but we'll talk about it later.
Sure.
All right, phone calls. If you ever want to be on the podcast, call us, 336-373-0987, so we can enjoy what you have to say.
Hey, Simon, this morning I heard you couldn't find McRibs.
Uh-huh.
They down here in Gibsonville.
All of them?
On Mount Hope Church Road.
I like the way he says that. I've never heard anybody from down there say that. I always say Mount Hope Church Road, but if you're from there, it's Mount Hope Church Road. You get the difference?
So we also now know where Papa G lives.
Papa G, Gibsonville. Well, since we said that, Papa G, thank you so much for looking out for us and our McRib needs. We found out from another listener that they have them right over here at the nearest McDonald's to work. And the sweetest boy in the world provided McRibs for his staff.
I was so surprised.
Huh?
And
I'm just sitting there, and I was like, all of a sudden, this saucy, magical delight was landed in front of me.
It was delivered.
Got it with no onions.
Because I remembered.
Because you're the best.
I remembered, and I got yours with no onions just to be safe.
Yeah. I might have wanted the onions, but it's okay.
Jesus
that way I don't have onion
Christ.
Breath. No, it's good. It's good.
You ruined everything.
God.
They're just so saucy.
Yeah. That's
like,
exactly
too
right.
Too saucy.
No. Not too saucy. Once you've had a few hundred of them, you can figure out the proper way eat them.
I was eating all around it.
You got to get your finger. You don't eat it like a regular sandwich. You eat it with your fingertips, and you grab it in such a way that if the sauce is going to drip, it's not going to get on you. And then you take your ginger with your biting.
I'm not going to tell you how I ate it because it'll just make you really angry.
No, tell me.
Well, to cut down on calories, I only ate the top bun. I know. See? So I just held it in my fingers and ate the top bun with saucy mess and not the bottom bun.
Why do I try? Why do I give so much? Why do I feel so much?
It's just,
Listen, man, I loved it. Hey, listen, fella. Don't ever stop stopping.
I greatly appreciate that you brought it and I got to try one again because I always forget whether I like them or not. When I was a kid, I loved them.
Oh, yeah.
It was like oh my God, they have a McRib.
It's a treat, man. And that's why I still love them now.
See, they're also good when you get the fries with it, too. Once the McRib's gone, you can dump the fries in the box and you roll them around
eat
in that
the sauce. That is true.
I just want McDonald's to bring back the snack wrap.
Everybody's saying that. I never had a snack wrap.
Oh, I loved them.
Well, it's McRib season, and they're claiming that it is the farewell tour of the McRib, which I don't believe for a half second. Oh, my God, check this out. So when I was buying y'all your McRibs that you don't appreciate, but he does, the guy at the window was the sweetest old man.
Oh, yeah?
And he was very chatty on the drive-through box. And then when I got to the window, he goes, you like the McRibs, huh? I go, I love them. I'm buying them for my whole staff. Three. So he goes, yeah, I heard something about they're going to put them on hiatus. Or I said, yeah, it's a farewell tour. Yeah, that's it. I heard that. I was like, work here, man. I was going to ask you about it. And I said, I hope that it's not the farewell tour. He goes, me too. I love them. But they also said it's going to be a shorter McRib season this year. They're only going to be around until November 20th, if what I'm reading is true.
Global warming.
Yeah.
I feel like we're officially now, I feel like the farewell tour doesn't mean anything to us anymore.
Oh, it doesn't. Ever since whoever, Garth Brooks retired and then
Eagles.
He didn't.
Eagles was the big
were the
one.
Eagles the first ones that
the
retired
hell froze
and
over.
Didn't.
Yeah.
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 And they just keep coming back. It's like, whatever. We'll believe it.
Oh, Motley Crue with and their blood pack?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. There was even one before the Eagles. The Who did their farewell tour in 1989 because I saw them at Carter Finley Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
That's the year of the mudslide and everything.
Yeah, the big one was Motley Crue when they were like, we're never touring again. We're signing it in blood.
Yeah, blood pack. Hey, how did they explain that? When they came back on tour after their blood pack, what did they say?
They didn't.
Just kidding? It was fake blood?
It was
like you have to explain? Like, that's the thing. No one's... still went and saw them?
I don't believe they ever explained it.
I'll be dead.
I think they're just like, but we feel like doing stadiums and this will be cool.
And now it's like that whole thing. It's like Taco Bell with their, Mexican pizza.
McPizza.
Taco Bell. Exactly.
You got one of your Mexican pizzas, didn't you?
I had one the other night, yeah.
And?
It was as delicious as always.
Well, that's the thing. It's like they do these farewell tours and then it doesn't mean anything. And then they're like, well, it's a limited time only. It may never come back again.
What my dream.
And then we're like, a sheep or like, oh, God, no, gotta get it.
My dream is that after they say it's a farewell tour and then the public outcry is so huge that they say, we heard you, and it's not going to be once a year. The McRib is on the menu all the time forever.
I don't think
it won't
will.
Be a special, though.
Then you won't get them all the time.
Oh, what's disagree. Next, a Shamrock Shake you're around?
Never had one. Don't care about it. I would like a shake made of nothing but that barbecue sauce.
Gross.
God, wow. It's good.
Wow.
And you can't get that. When you get barbecue sauce for your nugs, which my
it's
daughter
different.
Gets nugs, it's not the same barbecue
it's
sauce.
It's not the same.
It's heartbreaking.
That is a good point.
Ooh, they should put the McRib sauce in the little...
They won't.
Packets.
They won't do it. All right, let's see.
Message moved.
Hey, Simon. Me and my girlfriend went out to eat, I ordered spaghetti and meatballs, and can you believe they charged me $2 more because I got the meatballs? If that ain't greedy, I don't know what is. That's all I got to say. Bye.
What?
Oh, honey.
Of course they charge you more for that.
You got more food.
I think his thought is that he ordered the spaghetti and meatballs, but they charged him for the meatballs. What he got was spaghetti and with the meatballs. So it's two separate items.
Did you understand anything he just said?
No. Okay. No. So it was probably like spaghetti. And then with meatballs was the underlying, not like
one
thing.
Well, yeah, add meatballs, $2.
The $2 ain't bad for meatballs. It's usually $4 or $5. I think that maybe he's just looking for a problem.
Yes.
What? That's not a thing.
But yeah, the deal with restaurants, it's not that they charge you for your meatballs. It's that they charge you for nothing anymore. When I went to pick up our sandwiches the other day up at the place where we get the chicken sandwich that I love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was paying the bill and I was going to tip the girl at the counter because I always tip the kitchen.
Yeah.
Under the, it said total. And then under the total was service fee. There was $1.50 service fee just for
doing your job,
for buying their sandwiches. And then I tipped the girl too. So that's not the only place doing that. A lot of restaurants, if you don't look at the bill closely, you might miss it. There's a, some of them, it's like, what do they call it? A lifestyle or a cost of living charge where it's the same amount as a tip, like fancy restaurants, right. Same amount as a tip for a cost of living charge. And then you're supposed to tip on top of that.
Mm.
Isn't that wild?
I don't know if I've seen that necessarily. I mean, I've read all the stuff about, you know, having to raise prices and whatnot because of, you know, whatever. Inflation. But, you know, usually the extra charge is explained somehow. I mean,
there was another place.
Service.
That was,
did you use like a like? Did you use like DoorDash or something? Or
no,
did
he
you,
no,
I
got
went
it.
Up there and got it. I brought you lunch that day.
No, I know. I just I mean, sometimes even if you use the app to order the food,
nope,
he didn't.
No app.
That place doesn't have an app.
Come on, man. Come on, stop trying to make it right. It's not right.
No,
and they
it's
still
not
put
okay.
Mayonnaise instead of.
Oh, I know you didn't get
what
you wanted.
I mean, it wasn't even right.
So yeah, be sure you check that, as the old folks say, check your ticket.
Hey, Simon. I'm starting a class action lawsuit. I want to get everybody on board. We're going to sue Moon Pie.
Why?
I don't think they're made on the moon.
Ah, good
Dang
point.
It.
Good point.
All this time, I thought they were.
Hey, did you guys know that turtles aren't actual turtles? It's like caramel and like nuts or something.
There's another class action lawsuit.
There's no turtle ingredients?
No, it's such a ripoff.
Have you read all the ingredients? There might be a little bit of turtle in there. Like maybe it's turtle eggs. People make a big deal out of those turtle eggs.
No.
Maybe it's because they're delicious.
Don't say that.
I saw online.
Moon pies. That is the best part about that entire lawsuit against Texas Pete is the fact that they're killing it right now. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it for them because generally these lawsuits are so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah, but their sales have gone up 76% ever since that guy did that.
Good for them.
Yeah. Good for them is right. They're right here in Winston-Salem, and they're a great company. They just opened
Garner Foods.
Yeah, opened a distribution center, hiring like a couple hundred more people. So good on them.
Because of
that.
All the Texas Pete they're selling.
So do you want to do the thing about the toilet seat?
Yeah. So, you know, the argument that men and women have as to whether or not the man should put down the toilet seat so that the woman doesn't accidentally sit down and fall in. So this man and his wife were arguing about this, and they were on some sort of talk show. I don't know what it was, but whatever. The man starts giving his argument as to why he should not have to put the toilet seat down.
Okay. So, and this is his argument?
Yes.
If I put the seat up to urinate and then put it down after I'm done, at your request, that is 2 seat repetitions per urinary event. This arrangement means that if you go into the bathroom, you can just sit down and urinate and leave with 0 seat repetitions per urinary event. Would it not then be a fair and equitable marriage arrangement, creating a scenario where we are both responsible for only 1 seat repetition per urinary event? And she's gone.
She got up and walked out.
I don't blame her. The guy talking about I'm off as soon as he says
urinary event
and urinary event.
But I don't understand his argument over a seat repetition is the fact that he has to raise and lower twice to her nunce.
Well, he says it's down for her, and then he lifts it up to use it, and then he has to put it back down so that she won't accidentally fall in.
Yeah.
So therefore, she has to do nothing, and he has to do it twice.
Okay.
That's okay.
And wouldn't it make more sense if when she puts it down and he lifts it up?
I just want to know, how do we get our coworkers to do at least one urinary event where they don't urinary event all over the toilet seat?
All right. It's a protest.
Well, wait a minute. Okay, so let's get back to, here's my thing on this. A long time ago on the Today Show, they were doing a thing about how when you flush the toilet, the little germs go everywhere and they get on your toothbrush
like
and they get all over the place.
Fireworks is what they say.
So therefore, I think everyone should not only have to put the seat down, but put the lid down.
I always do.
If everyone puts it down, then everyone has to lift it in some capacity to use it.
How many times have I told you, you should never be lifting that seat anyway, because you remember what a wise man once said.
Yeah, as
what Daniel Tosh said, always sit down to pee. No matter where you are, what's going on. That's not true for me. I don't do it everywhere. But he said, always sit down to pee. Don't be gross. And the second part of that, you remember what the second part of that was? You don't remember, do you?
No.
Always wipe. So...
Anyway, I think everyone should close it, and then everyone has to do some sort of lifting, and we're all even.
Hey, this is random, but have you noticed that the toilet seat lids, this drives me crazy because I do stuff around my house, but the toilet seats themselves are loose on the toilets here. Have you ever noticed that?
I haven't.
Okay, so it's driving me crazy because I know how to fix it, but I don't think that's, I think that's way out of my... What I
job description?
Hey,
we're not allowed to say that around here.
Put in a ticket.
Sean said we're never supposed to say that's not in my job description.
True.
We're just supposed to do
so. I should go ahead and grab gloves and
better
and fix the toilet seat lids.
Do you have a screwdriver?
You don't really need one. Usually, it's just like a plastic screw on the bottom. That just
are they on industrial ones though?
Just put in a ticket. All right, y'all remember the movie Apollo 13?
Yeah. Yes.
What was the famous Tom Hanks line in the film Apollo 13?
Houston, we have a problem.
That's not it. That's what everybody thinks was the line. This is the Mandela effect. The real line was, Houston, we've had a problem.
We've had a problem.
Isn't that neat?
The problem had already occurred.
Yeah, not we have one,
right.
But we have had one.
Okay, Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. What did the witch say when she looked at the mirror?
Oh, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
No. She said, magic mirror on the wall.
Oh.
Isn't that neat? Okay. Who can tell me the famous line? This is an old one. I don't know if you guys are going to know this one. From Casablanca, the one line that everybody says.
Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
That was Gone with the Wind, that was good.
Everyone thinks it's played against Sam, but it's not. It's like, no. Sam, get on it.
And... Is it played against Sam, or is it, here's looking at you, kid?
No, that's not it. Everybody thinks it's played against Sam. It was actually, play it, Sam. Play as time goes by. Never said play it again, Sam. Isn't that something?
That's not even close.
How about, do you guys remember the last line of the original King Kong and what the old man said when Kong died?
Oh.
Who's going to clean that up?
Basically. No, that's not it.
What?
Everybody always says, and I would have told you this was it, 'twas beauty killed the beast. But no, the old man said, oh no, it wasn't the airplanes, it was beauty killed the beast.
That's actually pretty close.
It's all right. It's not that close.
It's just, it was instead of twas.
Ah, nah. What are we going to do about this?
All right, one more. In Empire Strikes Back, what does Darth Vader say to Luke in that famous scene?
Oh, we think he says...
Say what you think it is.
I think it's, Luke, I am your father.
No, he does not say that.
No.
He says... No, I am your father.
Yeah,
he doesn't say Luke.
He never says Luke.
Luke, I'm your daddy.
Do you know, I've had these wrong forever. We all did.
Yeah.
We all have had these wrong forever. I love that stuff.
But I think that's interesting because some of them, it's like you wonder how it started. Like where it's just...
Yeah, like being... magic mirror on the wall. And everyone says mirror, mirror.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, but I love that. So the next time someone's using a quote... You can correct them, verily.
Oh, they'll love that.
In their face. Well, everybody loves being corrected.
Shut up, stupid.
Bill Cosby once said, before things went wrong with Bill Cosby, this was back when I loved him and everything was right with Bill Cosby. He said, do you want to know the number one thing that your wife never wants to hear?
Well, see, unfortunately, all I can think of now is current Bill Cosby.
Well, don't.
How many accusations?
Bill Cosby said, the number one thing your wife never wants to hear.
You're wrong.
Is you correcting her.
Right.
Don't do it. What do you mean, right?
That's correct that she doesn't want to hear that.
You're the world's foremost corrector. Do you
I've
know that?
I've gotten better.
In what way? And according to whom?
Well, because you used to get so mad at me, I don't do it as often unless I absolutely can prove and there's a reason behind it.
You have to do it.
And, well, you're wrong.
In what
Why
way?
Shouldn't I tell you?
When?
All the things.
Look,
Why
man.
Shouldn't I tell you? I'm trying to help you have a better lot in life.
She
and
does
not
it
look
for
dumb.
You.
Oh.
It's for you.
For you.
Damn. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't want you to think that I was mad about it.
You were pretty mad about it.
Why do you say that?
Because your head looked like it was about to explode.
That's a ridiculous statement. There's a lady out there who goes around from town to town, and she goes through graveyards looking for recipes on gravestones.
What?
And then she does the recipes to see how they are. And she's got a whole TikTok channel now of graveyard recipes.
Is this a common thing?
I did not know it was.
Like Grandma's Donuts?
Basically.
Was like, it like back in the day kind of a thing?
Not even. There was one that was for some kind of Super Bowl party dip. And it was like, it had the whole recipe on the gravestone, and then at the bottom, mix well and enjoy, on the gravestone.
Rest in peace.
Mama's famous Super Bowl party dip.
Basically, yeah.
She died doing what she loved, making her buffalo chicken dip.
What recipe would you want on your gravestone? If this lady's going to come through after you're gone, what would be the recipe
man.
That you've left for the world on your gravestone? What's the big one?
God, I'm trying to think of anything that I make consistently these days.
Mine would be buffalo chicken dip, probably, but that's not even my recipe. I didn't make it up.
Doesn't
that's
matter.
Okay. Got it from somebody else.
Doesn't
what are they going to do, sue you?
But that's what I take everywhere, usually because it's easy.
That,
what else?
Your Buckeyes. Your Buckeyes
oh,
are good.
Oh, yeah, my peanut butter balls.
Spooky.
Why don't you call them Buckeyes?
Because that was just a description for those who don't know what Buckeyes are.
Ah, I grew
our
up
listeners.
On them.
Listeners.
I grew up on them.
Yeah, we call they're from Ohio. That's why we call them Buckeyes, but...
And my grandmother used to make them, and she didn't just call them Buckeyes. She called them Buckeye Balls.
Buckeye Balls.
Yeah.
They're delicious. Ooh, or my Aunt Jerry's famous Chex Mix.
Oh, I love that stuff. What would yours be?
I don't know. I guess the one thing that I make a lot that everyone likes in my family is risotto. So I wonder if I would try to do a risotto recipe on mine, but that's a little snooty.
So what? So what?
No, man, that'd be
well,
good.
Well, also, it's Jada's recipe, so.
So what?
Hopefully she doesn't get mad.
Go out strong, man. This is your gravestone.
What's she going to do to you?
I don't know.
I think I would, my recipe that comes to mind first is the one that everybody loves is the mac and cheese, but
yes.
That's long.
Oh, gosh. There's well, continued on back.
Yeah.
Like don't just get you one of those, like, what are those
an
called?
Obelisk.
Yeah.
Like the Washington Monument.
Yep.
Then add the Gruyere.
Hold on, I need okay. It's got a little telescope at the bottom so you can start at the top and you read the beginning.
45 different kinds of cheese.
Either that or the baked pumpkin. That's a good one. That's just a few items. Or the meatballs, the three meat
God,
meatballs.
I don't really have anything that I do any like. It's been so hard.
Don't be sad, Slugger. You can come up with one before you need a gravestone.
I guess.
You can do it.
I'll try.
This is your goal.
Tzatziki. I got my tzatziki recipe down.
Nobody will say it right.
It's a thought that counts.
Do you know my Greek friend calls it tzatziki?
Really?
Yeah, with a J. Tzatziki.
Are they saying it right and I'm not?
I don't know.
Do
I don't
they
know.
Say Z's like J's?
I don't know the answer to that. But he said, we say tzatziki. I was
okay.
Like, hey, well, okay. But I've never taken that on. You know, I still say it my way.
At least we say it close. We don't say gyro.
So what else you got? Anybody got anything else? We're about to run out of time here. It's the Simon Says podcast. We always love you. You want to go? You got to round up?
I'm still upset. We never talked about the person, you know, this strikes real close to my heart. where a thief stole not only this couple's skeleton, but the rocking chair it was zip tied to as part of their decoration.
Well, that's what you get.
They stole the whole thing.
That's what you get for zip tying it.
What? That's just ridiculous.
Why did they nail down the rocking chair?
Why did they even bother? Like, what criminal is like, oh, well, I better take the whole thing?
Well, they went to grab it and it wouldn't grab, so they just grabbed the whole thing. I mean, when you're trying to thief quickly.
Yeah, you got to roll with it.
Terrified of someone stealing my stuff.
In your neighborhood, it's not going to happen. Plus,
you don't know.
You've announced.
You're in a fancy neighborhood, man.
You've announced to the world that you have a Ring cam now,
also,
too.
Also, I also really enjoyed someone's lackluster attempt at toilet papering someone's tree. I was driving through the neighborhood the other day, and there was one roll of toilet paper on the curb, slightly spooled out, like near a tree. But it was like,
are we going to have to teach these children how to do it right?
Did you pick up that roll of toilet paper? That's free toilet paper, Jack.
It had been sitting out for a while. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Once it gets wet, it's never the same.
No, you can't put that back in the tube.
Well, they need to go corning.
You got one?
I've told y'all about going corning. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
When we used to throw dried corn at people's doors and scare the living daylights out of them.
That's country right there, man.
Yeah, it is.
When it gets real hot, you get popcorn.
I love it. Just something quick?
Yeah.
Well, this could be a little, I guess on the same kind of Halloween or scary thing, these people are about to sell their house and they decided to do some little pranks for the future owners.
Mm.
So, I don't think they're selling it now. Like, they're just doing some things that later when they sell it. So they, before they put down new carpet, they put a chalk outline of a body and a little bit of splatter paint and then put down carpet.
I like it.
Yeah.
And then in another place, they tucked a large skeleton wearing a hat behind some cabinets. So in case they remodel, take out the cabinets.
I think I saw that one. I did like that one. The other one that I really liked was the people that were redoing their deck, and in the dirt beneath the boards, they put a skeleton
under there.
Yeah, I like that.
But the thing is, it's a flawed thing, man. This is top secret, so we're sharing it with the world.
They don't know who's going to buy their house. You don't know whose house you're getting.
But that's not how
you
do it.
But now every new house I get, I'm going to rip up the carpet.
Exactly. You're going to look behind those cabinets. No doubt about it. That's not how you do something in secret. The internet has ruined secrets. All right. Hey, listen, click a like and subscribe and all that stuff. And please, if you want to be part of the podcast, call us 336-373-0987. The Halloween edition of our Get Up Show is this Friday. It's Halloween. Bet you won't play it Friday. And you can put a request in there, too, and listen to us at 987simon.com. Final thought this week, Charlie?
I don't think I'll be able to make it to work tomorrow. Pythons.
Well, pythons. What about you?
I never knew chess cheating was so fun.
Whatever you like.
Hey,
next time.
That's on you. Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.